From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Iraqi government says it has launched an operation to retake the western province of Anbar from Islamic State militants. The announcement Tuesday on state television comes less than 2 weeks after the Islamist fighters seized the provincial capital of Ramadi. Anbar is a vast desert area stretching from just west of the capital of Baghdad to Iraq's borders with Jordan, southeastern Syria, and northwestern Saudi Arabia. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in an interview with the BBC broadcast on Monday that Ramadi would be retaken in days and that he has confidence in the ability of the Iraqi forces. China said Tuesday it will continue expanding its military strength further from its borders, including in disputed areas at sea, but insisted it does not want a confrontation with any of its neighbors. In a policy paper, China's cabinet said the People's Liberation Army will shift its focus from territorial air defense to both defense and offense. It will also put a greater emphasis on open seas protection. The paper was released as China and the United States quarrel over Beijing's island building in the South China Sea, which has unnerved several other nations with territorial claims there. The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok says the U.S. military has begun conducting maritime surveillance flights off the west coast of Malaysia, supporting efforts to search for thousands of migrants believed stranded at sea on rickety wooden boats. The passengers are Rohingyas from Myanmar and Bangladeshis. In consultation with governments in the region, the U.S. on May 24th began conducting maritime surveillance flights. VOA News. Reports from Kenya's eastern Garissa region says as many as 20 police officers are feared dead in two attacks by suspected al-Shabaab militants. Local officials say the first attack occurred when police vehicle ran over a landmine in Yumbis village, injuring at least three policemen. Later, suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked a convoy of police on their way to the aid of the injured officer. Some 20 police officers were reported dead, but details were unclear. Malaysian authorities have denied entry to Hong Kong student activist Joshua Wong. He's one of the main organizers of last year's pro-democracy protest that riled Beijing. Wong posted on his Facebook page Tuesday that a Malaysian immigration official denied him entry because of a government order. The 18-year-old activist did not elaborate. Meanwhile, Malaysian custom officials have not commented on the incident. Tuesday, South Korea demanded that Japan acknowledge that Korean forced labor was used in the past at some sites that Tokyo would like added to a list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. VOA's Brian Pan reports that the UNESCO controversy is the latest development in the long-standing regional dispute over Japan's past wartime atrocities.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the UNESCO-nominated site should be considered separate from the ongoing regional dispute over the atrocities committed during Japan's military occupation of Asia in the first half of the 20th century. Suga says they should not politicize this issue. South Korean and Chinese officials have voiced opposition to seven of these sites, where some 60,000 laborers from Korea and China were reportedly forced to work long hours and under dangerous conditions. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Australia's military held 46 Vietnamese asylum seekers at sea for nearly a month and rejected their refugee claims following brief interviews, according to Australian officials Tuesday. Major General Andrew Bottrell, who oversees Australia's border security operations, told lawmakers that an Australian vessel intercepted the asylum seekers on March 20th. Following interviews that lasted as little as 40 minutes, the men, women, and children were determined not to qualify for refugee protection under UN conventions. A heat wave in India has left more than 500 people dead, and forecasters expect the conditions to persist in the coming days. Most of the deaths have come in the southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, where the Indian Meteorological Department predicts high temperatures to exceed 40 degrees Celsius. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming